World, some things are just not right.
One of them is little kids under 5 dying from simple causes in 40 countries.
You can feel hopeless, or you can donate $50 once a year at missionmatch.org.
Strengthen the supply lines.
Through churches, in Jesus' name.
There's a lot you cannot do.
You can do this.
MissionMatch.org.
You're listening to WXJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Declared an act of terrorism. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. A shooting at a Christmas market in France. There's a manhunt on for the man who did it. More live from Fox's Simon Owen.
Chris, a prosecutor saying witnesses report hearing the gunman shout Allahu Akbar, God is great, in Arabic, as he attacked people last night around one of Europe's most famous Christmas markets in the city of Strasbourg. The prosecutor saying he was armed with a gun and a knife and left 2 people dead, a third brain dead, and 12 people injured. The suspect has been identified as Sharif Chakat, a 29-year-old with a sick police record who'd been flagged as a possible extremist. Chris?
Simon, there's a vote among her own party this evening about whether Theresa May should step down as leader and as British Prime Minister. There's opposition to how she's been handling a breakup with the European Union.
We must and we shall deliver on the referendum vote and seize the opportunities that lie ahead.
She says a change of national leadership now would result in Britain's departure from the EU being delayed or stopped altogether. President Trump's up and tweeting about border security. Fox's John Decker is live at the White House.
A day after a testy meeting with Democratic leaders in the Oval Office, President Trump tweeting, "We are going to strengthen our borders even more. Chuck and Nancy must give us the votes to get additional border security." He continued, "The Democrats and President Obama gave Iran $150 billion and got nothing, but they can't give $5 billion for national security and a wall." The president telling both Schumer and Pelosi that he'd be proud to shut down the government to get what he wants. Pelosi telling her caucus behind closed doors it's like a manhood thing for him, as if manhood could ever be associated with him. Chris?
Yeah, John, the president's former attorney Michael Cohen learns his sentence today in New York City for bank and tax fraud, campaign finance violations, and lying to the FBI. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments. Clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
An early morning earthquake in Tennessee.
The earthquake just happened around 4:15 this morning. Earthquake there in eastern Tennessee. This a 4.4 magnitude earthquake. It's still very early, but there aren't any reports of any sort of injuries or any sort of damage. But I know folks as far south as Atlanta were woken up because of this shaking.
That's Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz. He won't have the job for much longer, but the acting attorney general hit the road yesterday to highlight what the president's doing on immigration and to blast the existing system.
Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker told the U.S. Attorney's Office in Austin, Texas, that there's a crisis at the border as too many illegal aliens apprehended end up being released into the country.
This country spends billions of dollars every year on this issue, on medical care, on prisons, and on public education.
Adding that asylum seeking is out of control.
In 2009, we had about 5,000 initial asylum screenings. Within 7 years, that has increased to almost 100,000.
He says President Trump has tried to change asylum rules, but was met with a judge's nationwide injunction. Whitaker says they hope the Supreme Court will issue a ruling that ends nationwide injunctions. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A condemned man is put to death in Texas.
Strapped to a gurney in the Texas death house Tuesday evening, Ellen Brazil Jr. apologized to the woman whose newlywed husband he'd killed 25 years ago during a robbery in suburban Dallas. Then a lethal dose of pentobarbital was injected into his veins. Brazil gasped, took some deep breaths, and then started snoring briefly. 9 minutes later, he became the 24th person executed in the U.S. this year. One more execution is planned. Tomorrow night, Jose Jimenez, scheduled to receive a lethal injection in Florida. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
A monthly inflation report from the Labor Department. Consumer prices unchanged overall last month, with a big drop in gas and energy prices. Dow futures are up 291 points ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A Champaign man is facing robbery charges for an incident after a traffic accident. 30-year-old Kevin Henry is charged with armed robbery. Urbana police say Henry got into a traffic accident on Sunday morning. The two drivers apparently disagreed about who was at fault. Henry allegedly told the other man that that man would have to pay for the damage, then started chasing him while carrying a mallet. That man said when he stopped running, Henry demanded his wallet, gold chain, and coat as payment. A woman whose car was hit by a train on Monday afternoon told police she tried to beat the train because she was afraid she would run out of gas. Police wrote her a ticket. Witnesses said at the time the gates were down and the lights were flashing. The woman was injured but is expected to be okay. Fire destroyed a home near Indianola on Monday. The News Gazette says fire officials say it started in the attic and might have been electrical. Earlier in the day, power had gone out of the home for about 45 minutes. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
All right, here's your weather, ESPN 93.5.
Got some sunshine now, partly cloudy by tonight. We've got a high 41 down to 28. 43 the high tomorrow, more clouds and a 70% chance of rain, down to around 37 in the evening. There's a 70% shot at showers on Friday with a high 44, low 33, but sunny over the weekend, up to around 45, down to around 30 at night. Right now the temperature's at 34, winds at 16, wind chill at 24, ESPN 93.5.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent hailstorm. Here to describe the event, a football.
Bro, I was just hanging on the roof when this gnarly storm starts dropping baseball-sized hail. I mean, the shingles got beat up. A few windows looked broken. It was savage.
Did you do anything to help?
Nah, bro. I was in survival mode.
Your football can't help you in a hailstorm, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call Geico to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Well, terms available on VividSeats.com.
As temperatures change, inside fun at Arrowhead Lanes and Western Bowl goes big. Bowling at either facility is awesome with many options. Open daily, it's perfect for the whole family. Games like Cosmic Bowling and Blacklight Miniature Golf offer something different for the season. Let League Bowling show your skills, and Dave, resident pro, has tips and accessories in their pro shop. Even sample slice of Elisa's homemade pizza. Nobody in Champaign has so much fun at such little price. Come to Western Bowl on Francis Drive or Arrowhead Lanes on North McKinley. See you there.
ESPN, Wendy Patrick, how are you?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you for having me, as always.
Always a pleasure. Legal ace, Wendy Patrick in San Diego, California. Diane Ducey here. My daughter Grace is here. Wendy, I'm not sure you've ever met my daughter Grace.
Hi.
She's Miss Grace.
Nice to meet you.
Miss Illinois. She was just in the Miss America pageant in Atlantic City. And she represents our...
I remember that. Yep. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's nice to meet you.
Now, Grace had a question about the nuns. What? Go ahead, Grace. What the heck? What is that? I mean, what's...
I think this is a pretty good example of human corruption. But I don't understand two nuns. I think that that's just, like I said, an example of human corruption.
Well, what do they do, Wendy?
Yeah, so nuns on the run. These are two nuns that basically admitted embezzling cash from the school, the Catholic school they worked at, for Vegas gambling trips to the tune of, get this, $500,000.
Oh, my God. No, nobody saw that?
Yeah.
Nobody was checking the check? What?
Well, I think that's the point that your daughter's making, is why would you? These are nuns. They are clothed in credibility with a bad habit. That is the clothed in credibility part of it. You wouldn't think that this is the kind of person you need to worry about. But it just goes to show you, you know, human weakness. Everybody is susceptible. Nobody's immune from especially addiction, which is what gambling really is. You don't make any money gambling. It's an addiction. And you know that's true when you have, I mean, this kind of conduct going on for as long as it did. Now, on their part, the nuns have fessed up. They've confessed. They've expressed remorse. But the school and the parents of the students that go there say, hey, we want you to express more than remorse. We want you to express reimbursement, restitution, repayment. So the nuns are retired, and they worked at the school, one for 29 years and one for 20 years. So these weren't fly-by-night employees who were in and out. Nobody knew much about them. They were there, and people knew and trusted them, which is why the story is getting the kind of play that it is.
Well, the gambling addiction, essentially what it says. It's just an addiction.
Yes, it is. Yes, it does. Yeah.
So tell me about the Texas Sonic employee's manager arrested after allegedly lacing kids' meal with ecstasy.
What?
Crazy.
Now, this is a scary story. Just when you thought it was safe to take your kids back out to eat fast food. This is a case where there was a meal served to a young family. 11-year-old girl is unwrapping her 4-year-old brother's hamburger. Thank God she was helping him out. Smart little girl. Sees a pill. Shows it to her parents and says, hey, is this candy, right? See what you want to see when you're 11. Parents say, I don't think so. Take it to the police station where it tests positive for ecstasy. So the cops head out to the Texas Sonic Burger restaurant where this happened. They arrest 3 people, one of whom has 3 more ecstasy pills hidden in her clothing when she is booked into jail. Can you imagine? And thank God the sharp-eyed 11-year-old girl spotted that pill before her baby brother took a bite of that hamburger and swallowed it. Can you imagine?
Oh, it's unbelievable. And this is all because why? I mean, because? I don't get it.
Exactly. What's the point?
Yeah.
What would be the point of doing something like this? You can't make this stuff up, and you often can't find a motive that makes sense.
So some of these headlines are pretty alarming. The law school grad sues hotel for $100 million after discovering she was secretly videotaped in the shower.
Ugh.
Yeah, and this one, when you first see the $100 million figure, you think, wow, that's a lot of money. But listen to what happened. This young woman, I mean, gosh, the last place you expect to have a video camera running is when you're in the bathroom.
Mm.
She's in the bathroom, in the shower. She's videotaped. She's blackmailed by some guy who says, hey, give me thousands of dollars or I'm going to put this all over the Internet. And everybody's worst nightmare, this came true for her. He did it.
Wow.
He put it on porn sites. He sent it to colleagues and former classmates of this woman as if it came from her. And that explains the $100 million on the hotel side.
Right.
They don't know who this guy is yet. Boy, I hope we find him.
Oh,
I hope we
gosh.
Find him and we prosecute him criminally. So at this point, she's suing the hotel for this amount of money, alleging negligence and premises liability. But this is the wonders of modern technology that some employee, I'm guessing it's an employee because he had access to her personal information, can get in and out of that room, do his thing, put it on the Internet, and still be at large. So scary.
Yep, Montana.
Watch the next time you stay at a hotel, look for cameras.
No
Isn't
kidding.
That awful?
Gosh,
look for cameras.
It's terrible.
Montana, log cabin, no electricity, no phone. I'm thinking.
Grow your own food. Remember the Sonic Burger.
Boom. Wendy, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Wendy Patrick, Legal Ace out in San Diego, California, where it's 6:15 out there. It's 8:15 in Champaign.
Schedule an appointment today.
All right, sports headlines, Diane Ducey.
Ladies basketball team has been on a roll. 84-52 winners over Murray State's Racers yesterday. Next up, SIUE on Saturday the 15th after the guys play against East Tennessee State at 1. Huff Hall busy again tonight. Yesterday was the send-off party at 5:30 for our volleyball team. Final Four action against Nebraska tomorrow at 8 from Minnesota. Huff Hall hosting the Orange and Blue Exhibition. Doors open at 6, 7 o'clock start for the gymnastics, both men and women. It's totally free, and the first 300 will get some free T-shirts. The Jets over the Blackhawks, 6-3 yesterday. That makes it 8 straight losses for Chicago. St. Louis Blues over Florida, 4-3 yesterday. We also had some upsets in college hoops. Penn State over number 17, Villanova, 78-75. Looks like Ben Roethlisberger does have some bruised ribs. He could be in the game, though, Sunday against the New England Patriots. Of course, he is the Pittsburgh quarterback. We have Green Bay and Chicago coming up Sunday, and Dallas and Indy. New Orleans and Carolina will be Monday Night Football. At sports, I'm Diane Ducey.
The inventory liquidation sale is on at Christopher & Company Jewelers. Save up to 60% off store-wide. Lois and Christopher are changing the way they do business and going back to their roots of custom design and repair. But first, their entire inventory must be liquidated, and that means great deals for everyone. Absolutely everything has been priced for immediate liquidation. All must go. Nothing held back. Christopher & Company Jewelers is becoming Christopher & Company Custom Designs. But first, this store must be cleared. Save up to 60% off store-wide. All inventory to be closed out. Downtown Champaign.
Here's your weather. ESPN 93.5.
Partly cloudy, breezy, high 41. 28-hour low tonight. And up to 43 tomorrow. More clouds and a 70% shot at showers. 37-hour low on Thursday evening. Friday up to 44, down to 34. 70% chance of rain. Sunshine over the weekend, though. High around 45. We're currently at 35 on ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute. We do have four Illinois basketball tickets. You said 1 o'clock Saturday at State Farm?
That's correct.
We play East Tennessee State. Stand by. It's 8:20.
From the Fox Business Network, you might have seen some prices holding steady last month. The consumer price index stayed the same in November from October. Excluding food and energy, the increase was only 0.2%. Lower gas prices are offsetting higher prices for rent and prescription drugs. It's the weakest reading since March. Over the past year, consumer prices rose just 2.2%. Verizon says it will have a $4.6 billion expense for its Oath unit, which includes AOL and Yahoo. Verizon's admitting the benefits from combining Yahoo and AOL in its Oath unit were weaker than expected. Verizon also announced this week that more than 10,000 U.S. managers have accepted voluntary buyouts. It's cutting expenses to build its 5G network. Optimism over trade talks with China could help stocks today. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Advisor. All right, ESPN 93.5. It is Wednesday, December 12. Grace has joined us. We have not had her. You were in for a while once a week.
Yeah.
Back before you were crowned Miss Illinois and then
it was pretty consistent then. Now my schedule is a little bit more inconsistent.
Great to have you here, Miss Illinois. What's the best memory from Miss America and the whole boardwalk and boardwalk hall and performing on national television, all of that? What's the best?
Well, I'll tell you, going into the finals night of Miss America, when I was walking out on stage, all I had to do was introduce myself. It's just like my name, my state, and like my major in school. And I realized that this was the only 4 seconds in my life I really could not mess up. And right as I was walking up to the microphone, I was like, what's my name? What's my name? But I just had to quit thinking, and then I obviously knew that it was going to work out. But that's a funny moment because I tend to relate it to all of life now. We always overthink things, and then that's when we tend to struggle. But when we can just trust in our abilities, that's when we tend to thrive. But my favorite experience was besides meeting all of the girls, because I walked away with some really, really remarkable friends, which people don't believe me when I say that, but I really do mean that. But probably walking into the interview, which is pretty much 50% of your score.
Yeah, right.
It's a press conference style, so it's all these lights and microphones, and it's a dark room, and then there's just light on you, and the step and repeat backdrop in back of you, and this glass podium and seven judges in front of you. And it's just such an exciting and exhilarating moment just because you've prepared so hard for it. Going in between June and August, I had 17 panels of mock interviews preparing for that moment. And then, of course, what the preparation that I did going to state. So just walking in and then feeling so confident and at peace with who I was and what I could handle was a really, really sweet moment and something I won't forget. And that's the power of preparation. Mm-hmm. So I believe in that.
Well, and you thought it went about as well as it could go.
Yes, I think that was the best interview of my life. So no, I'm comfortable and at peace with it. Yeah.
I remember the phone call after, and we all felt so excited because it was such a big part of it is the interview.
Yes.
And then the talent was, what was that like performing on that big stage?
The best way to explain performing on such an enormous stage is you feel weightless and you feel everything is so much easier. Like when I would do my dance in the studio, I was so out of breath every time. But when I did it that one time on that stage, it was as if I could do it a million more times because there was so much air to breathe and so much space to cover. It just felt like a weightless performance. And so that was an incredibly kind of out of this world experience.
And you danced to Josh Groban, You Raise Me Up.
Right.
It captured Philadelphia Inquirer. The reporter recorded part of it and then had a crying emoji saying, capturing all the emotion of Miss America, Miss Illinois.
Yeah, that was a sweet. It's still on Twitter. I retweeted it recently.
That's just great. Nice. Okay, and again, you're going where next month and doing what next month?
What's this month?
February? It's, is it? No, oh, 2 months. 2 months. In February, you're going to Orlando? Is that?
That's right. I'm doing the Disney Half Marathon. Mm. They support Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. A lot of the champion children from around the country will be there, as well as Miss America. And so I'll be running with some of my Miss America sisters a half marathon, which I have never done before, and I'm not a runner. So here we go. Wow. I'm gonna probably postpone training a little bit longer.
Have you got good shoes?
I do. No? From Body and Soul. Body
excellent.
And Soul gave me
Mike
two
Lindemann.
Excellent,
yeah.
Yes, two
no,
excellent pair of shoes. That's the only motivation I have to run. Is they're so cute and so comfortable that it's so easy to run these days with them.
Yeah, Body and Soul provided Gracie as a sponsor, and it makes all the difference.
It does. Because
you had some pain, but now feeling better.
Oh, yeah, I have no problem at all.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's all about the shoes. Grace Cacciatore, Miss Illinois, ESPN 93.5. Okay, if you would like to win Illinois basketball tickets, 4 tickets, Saturday afternoon at 1, text in right now, 359-2255. Text in the letter I. And what do you think, Diane? What number?
Number 15.
Number 15. We'll pick up 4 free tickets. If you've not been to State Farm Center, and there are a lot of people that haven't, you can go watch the Fighting Illini take on East Tennessee State, 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Brad Underwood's team trying to get their second win in a row. 359-2255. Text in the letter I for Illini. And the 15th text will win all 4 tickets. We're rooting for you. Good luck. It is 8:29.
When weather...
I'm Lillian Wu. The president blasting Democrats over funding for border security on Twitter this morning, noting the terror attack in France. The suspect at that Christmas market attack, though, a homegrown problem for France.
They say he's 29 years old, that he was born in Strasbourg, and that he was known to security services as a possible terrorist threat. The police exchanged fire with the gunman twice before he vanished last night.
Ryan Chilcote on Fox's America's Newsroom. Former Trump attorney Michael Cohen learns his sentence today for lying to Congress and illegal hush money paid to women who claimed they had affairs with Donald Trump before he was president.
A part of that plea deal, Cohen agrees to cooperate with the special counsel investigation, which could prove pivotal as the probe continues.
Fox's Kevin Cork and Jersey City Police teaming up with Amazon to try and catch thieves swiping holiday packages. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Fire destroyed a home near Indianola on Monday. The News Gazette says fire officials say it started in the attic and might have been electrical. Earlier in the day, power had gone out of the home for about 45 minutes. The couple who lives there with their family discovered the fire on Monday afternoon. The family of 7 did not have insurance. If you're getting health insurance through the Affordable Care Act, you're running out of time to make decisions. The deadline for open enrollment through the Affordable Care Act is this Saturday, December 15th. The site to compare plans is healthcare.gov. If you don't want to go through the marketplace, you can go through an online broker like eHealth or Health Markets. CNBC reminds, make sure your prescriptions are covered. All ACA plans do cover prescription drugs, but the plans differ in terms of which drugs they cover. If you have a favorite doctor, make sure he or she is a network provider for the plan you're looking at. You can always call your doctor to confirm network status. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Partly cloudy and breezy, high 41, low 28, up to 43 tomorrow, a 70% chance of showers late and into the evening, a 70% chance of rain on Friday's forecast, high 44, low 33, sunny over the weekend with a high around 46, right now 36 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, looky here, who won the 4 tickets? Pastor Ken Hollis. How are you, bud?
Hey, I'm doing great. Hi, Grace. How are you?
Hey, good morning, good. How are you?
Lucky duck. 15th texter.
Yes, I'm lucky.
Four. By the way,
what are the odds, huh?
Stand by, Kent. Paul Goldschmidt signed with the Cardinals. Good news. After that happened, I ordered Cardinal calendars to give away. So,
oh, awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I know you.
You can throw one of those in for me, right?
You bet I can. There you go.
All right. That's what makes it work.
Yeah, you got it covered, buddy boy. Nice hearing from you. Congratulations.
Hey, have a great day, guys. Thanks so much.
You betcha. Kent wins our tickets. Kelly Hill, how are you?
Hey, good to see you guys.
Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation. Well, you went from Habitat to this.
Now, yeah, since May I've been doing this.
At first I was like, oh, they need more rappers at the mall for...
Habitat still does need rappers, but I'm not soliciting them.
You know, it's Jana's favorite store is Habitat for Humanity.
I absolutely know that.
So you don't have any place to shop at Schools Foundation, right?
No, we are... The Idea Store has moved on to League of Square Mall, so that used to be part of the foundation, and they're kind of up and running on their own now.
Idea Store is a good place.
Yeah.
All right, what are we doing today? What's going on with the foundation?
We just got done giving away our fall grant.
How was that? Fun. $500
like
bucks.
Christmas in November.
You get to hand checks to people.
You walk around with big checks, and people start smiling as soon as you walk in the door, and they get their cameras out. It was amazing just to look at the process and to see all the different kinds of needs in our schools. Creative Ways teachers are looking to get money to spend for their students, and we had double the applications this year. So a lot of people still looking for ways to do out-of-the-box kind of creative things.
$100 bucks, $500 bucks, what are you giving?
Anywhere from $250 up to $5,000.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
We've got some really cool projects that came down the pike. We had a teacher that had kids create a personal essay about themselves. So these are third graders, I think, at Westview.
Nice.
The essays are going to be given to the theater students at U of I, and they're going to turn them into little mini plays. Ooh, and the kids are going to go back to Krannert in the spring and see their essay turned into this little mini play.
That's so rewarding.
Just a cool way to connect not only the community with kids, but to see how kids' writing comes to life.
Yeah,
and, you know,
absolutely.
Grace has done theater, and so theater is a great way to help kids see into their lives in a unique way. So that's just one of the grants that was written for us. So we had all kinds of, we have a dual credit program with Parkland in the automotive area, and we have kids that are in the high schools now that are studying to be automotive mechanics. So we are providing some support so they can learn how to take apart and put together engines. So, you know, there's all kinds of different ways that we can support the public schools.
What do you want people to know and do for Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation? You say to do what for you to help?
We want them to do for their community. What we do is we provide support for our teachers and for the students directly. So teachers get checks for when they create ideas and grants for
love
us.
That. I just love that because they spend their own money.
Teachers spend their own money a lot throughout the year. So all of our funds go back to support our teachers and our students.
Well, a lot of people looking at end of the year giving right now.
Absolutely.
Is there a website to find out more?
There is. We are CUSchoolsFoundation.org. There's a donate button that's very evident, and this is the time of year where all nonprofits are looking for ways to enhance their revenue so they can do more for the community in the following year. So,
scale of 1 to 10, how much you like your job?
Oh, it's a 10.
Is it?
Yeah.
You really like this?
I love it.
It's
a great opportunity. I've got a great staff.
Wonderful.
I work with two great school districts, and it's been fun and very rewarding. So,
well, congratulations on all you're doing. I think it's awesome to help our teachers and education is great.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Great to see you guys.
Great to see you, Kelly Hill.
Right.
Way to go.
Have a great holiday,
great
you guys.
Great to see you.
Yeah.
You
all
as well. 838 ESPN 93.5. Back before all this happened, Grace used to hang out in our studio once a week as a journalism student. You've taken kind of a hiatus for just a bit.
A little bit. Yep. I hope to be more consistent here in the next couple months.
Well, hiatus in school because you're traveling
all over.
Okay, so with all the appearances and parades and speaking opportunities so far, what's been some of the ones you go, boy, that was fantastic. I love doing that.
Well, I love any local appearances that I get to have because I think it just enriches the experience because oftentimes I'll see people that I know or recognize people or be familiar with the foundation. So I love that. So a little plug, if you want to book me, go to missillinois.org and click on request an appearance. But I would say my favorite experience that I've had so far, it's a tie between Tuscola High School.
There were 500 kids in there, Diane. They had
it was the
middle school, high school, And I told Grace, because, you know, if you go into a big gymnasium, 500 kids, I said, there's going to be
rustling, murmuring.
You could have heard a pin drop when she was speaking.
I was very impressed with that warrior crowd.
Diane was,
It was awesome.
It was. Thank you. Well, what I loved about that experience is usually when I have a question and answer time, I usually have to answer my own questions because people seem a little timid to ask questions. Yeah. But at this one, we had to cut off questions because there was 35 minutes of just straight questions.
Buses were coming. Yeah.
And the school, it was out of school. So that was a really neat experience. I think that just shows the power of real talk. If you're willing to be real and vulnerable and open, I think that creates a whole new level of comfort and levels out the playing field. So that was a very powerful experience for me, as well as last week I was able to go visit some patients at St. John's Children's Hospital. That is always an experience that puts life in perspective. You have to put on, the gown and the face mask and the gloves and everything, and going in and see, you never know what you're going to see, and then getting to know those kids is just incredibly humbling and a sweet opportunity to get to just love on them.
If you want to request Grace for anything, any appearance, again, people ask me, and I say she has people. You have to go through you go to missillinois.org, and at the top of the page it says request an appearance. Mm-hmm. And you click on that, and Zach will get back to him pretty quickly.
Yes.
So she'd love to appear, but you have to kind of go through the process. But she loves speaking to Kiwanis and Rotary and anything else.
Yeah, I love getting to talk.
Yeah. Anything else? 359-2255 is our text in. Grace is in studio for a few more minutes. And again, MissIllinois.org, if you want to request an appearance, we would love her to be. A lot of local stuff is fun because
I love local.
Yeah, you just
love serving my community.
Yeah. Quarter till.
.com for details.
All right. Quick sports headlines before we get out of here. Diane.
Illinois women's basketball beating Murray State's Racers yesterday, 84-52. Next up for them is SIUE after the guys play on Saturday. Their game is round 6, and then the guys play round 1 against Eastern Tennessee State. An upset in college hoops yesterday. Penn State over number 17, Villanova, 78-75. Huff Hall busy tonight. Doors open at 6 for the Orange and Blue exhibition. First 300 people, free T-shirts. They're encouraging folks to bring a toy for the Toys for Tots drive. Illinois volleyball in action tomorrow night at 8 in the Final Four up in Minneapolis. They're taking on Nebraska. Also had some movement with the winter meetings with Patrick Wisdom, third baseman for Texas Rangers Drew Robinson. And we had Ivan Nova to the Chicago White Sox in a trade with the Pittsburgh Pirates. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Why Dogtown Heating and Air? Testimonials. Debbie says, I have used Dogtown and absolutely love them. They were the nicest guys to deal with. Bob says, we use Dogtown for our rentals. Jeremy and Sean have always taken care of our problems. And then Lynn says, Dogtown just cleaned our ducts and you should see what they extracted. They were professional and did a great job. Dogtown Heating and Air at DogtownHeatingandAir.com.
Pay attention, Illini Nation. Game Day Spirit is running a special offer now through Christmas Eve. At either Game Day Spirit store in Campus Town or on South Neal, spend $150 on regular priced items and get a $25 gift card with your purchase. That's right. If you spend $150 at Game Day Spirit, you get a $25 gift card for free. This offer ends on December 24th, so even if you're a last-minute shopper, you won't miss out on this great deal. Get your gear at Game Day. Happy holidays and go Illini.
This month's Champaign County investigator from the Sheriff's Department is Dwayne Rolfs. Your wife Nikki's in probation work, though. So you're a law enforcement family. Your kids know what you do. What's the reaction from the kids at home?
You know, they're still young, so, you know, it's not that big of a, I guess, an issue for them yet. They're still young, so, my wife's great. She keeps it all together, so without her, you know, it would be chaos.
Yeah, I understand that. Okay, so what do you want people to know about the work you do, the work your brothers and sisters do in law enforcement?
Oh, well, I mean, I work with so many great people, and, we've got a lot of people leaving recently and some turnover and the election, of course. But so there's a lot of emotions going on right now. It's good. It's, there's good people coming in, and we've got confidence in them, and I think they're going to do an excellent job.
Dwayne Ross, thank you for coming in. Congratulations. Keep up your good work. Law Enforcement Official of the Month brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, call SK today.
Well,
Al, been a pleasure having Miss Illinois here sharing the microphone.
That's right.
Thanks for letting me come.
Well, thank you for coming in. So, can you come back sometime?
I would love to.
Yeah, and it depends on your schedule. I know you're buzzing all around the state.
Yeah, and it's great. Lots of fun, and any time that I can stop by, I will try.
Yeah, to. Thank you very, very much. And golly, you know what? The rain is half over.
I know. I was just thinking about that. December 9th marked halfway.
Okay.
It's crazy.
That's right. It all happened in June.
June 9th.
And then what a whirlwind from June to Miss America in September.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a quick turnaround. You did, how many interview panels?
17 mock interview panels.
Wow.
That's a lot.
It was a lot. Yeah. That's okay. I've never experienced so much growth in such little time.
There you go. No, really, she sounds different to me.
I know.
There's
just some growth
there.
It's awesome. Okay, thank you, honey. Great to see you. Thank you for coming
in.
Great to have Grace with us, Miss Illinois. Always a pleasure. We will be back tomorrow on the radio. The Jeremy Warner Show standing by. There's lots to talk about with the volleyball. Women's basketball wins again. They're better than last year, I think, for sure. Men place Saturday baseball winter meetings. Jeremy Warner keeping kind of track of those White Sox. That's his team. Thank you, Diane.
All right, enjoy the day.
I am Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Meet you tomorrow. Have a fabulous Wednesday.